This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the new year. Welcome to another hour of conversation. Welcome to the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is here. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. In fact, Jennifer's going to kick off the hour. She's got stuff that you can take to the bank.
Wait a minute. Really?
You got a check? Yeah.
Darn it. How am I not aware?
All right. Let's go.
Well, there is some new technology news in the focus. There's a weather app that was built by a Chinese tech conglomerate that's been collecting an unusual amount of data from smartphones around the world. Now, why would you ask? Should this tech firm be collecting data when they're supposed to just be giving you the weather? Well, that's because they're attempting to subscribe some users to paid services without permission. And this is according to a London-based security firm's research. This is a free app, one of the world's most downloaded weather apps in Google Play Store from TCL Communication Technology Holdings. TCL makes anybody who has like BlackBerry or Alcatel branded phones. They have a sister company that makes televisions. The Weather Forecast-World Weather Accurate Radar app includes not only data from your individual smartphone, including your location, your email addresses, but it also takes some of your important numbers, mobile numbers for commerce that have been stored in your phone and sends it to servers in China. That's right, back to the Chinese. Now, this spokesperson for this company has denied any wrongdoing in this, but of course the investigation continues to see if indeed that's the case. And this comes on the heels of a huge distrust, I think, by the American public with companies that are now appearing on our cell phones, whether we download these apps or not. Facebook, it, just as a side note here, has celebrated their title as the least trusted social media application for basically the same thing, for violations of users' trust. So I would imagine a New Year's resolution for these companies is to figure out how they can guarantee the security to their customers, because I know for one, I'm thinking about every single thing I download on my phone right now. I don't know if you guys are doing the same thing, but your information is there and it's vulnerable, and the tech companies have taken advantage of it up until this point.
I think I feel like we've been taken advantage of across the board. We were talking about the hacker. We were talking about people putting too much information out there. There are people trying to grab you no matter what it is. They're after you. They want
right,
your
info.
Right,
and you
info.
Think when you're, but when you're downloading a weather app, you're thinking you're getting the weather. And
yeah,
everybody
right.
just kind of goes through and says, okay.
Right.
And they don't realize that they're accepting the terms of them taking
they
all
never
their
read
stuff.
The terms because they're 85 pages
them.
Worth of stuff. Yeah.
Right. And then you're getting charged without even knowing because they're taking your e-commerce information.
We were talking about a golf app that will ruin the game, in essence, because it makes it too easy for you to figure out what the next shot is. And then these damn North Koreans, they're at it again, talking about hacks. There are a number of defectors that live in South Korea, and you've seen lately how the North Koreans are trying to open things up, the railroad and communication and stuff like that. Is that really because they want to be friendly or because they want to have access to South Korea so they can go over and bump off the North Korean defectors or grab them and bring them back again? The people who have defected wonder certainly, and with good reason, why this is going on. What's going to happen to their families? There are 30,000 North Koreans that have defected to the South since the end of the war. The families that remain in North Korea have been punished, and it gets worse instead of better. You'd think people would be examining this as well, all the international. Where's the, what's the group, not Amnesty, but that goes after people for war crimes? Why isn't this guy, Kim Jong-un, on trial for war crimes? That's what they got a lot of the other international boobs on. So what? Why can't they get him? Look at the things that he's done.
There's a fear of going after him, and I think there
why?
Always has been, because the question is who comes after him, and what
his
does...
Sister.
Yeah, and is she worse or is she better? And that, I think, is the big question.
Well, that's not. But is that the right way to look at this? What I mean is, you know, people are going to get.
A defense person, yeah, because when you got rid of Saddam Hussein, look what happened in his place. They had ISIS pop up.
Well, we did it the wrong way.
Yeah, that was
worse. We did it the wrong way. We should have just popped him off and not had it started the war. Do you know, by the way, as an aside, I did some math yesterday, and I don't know, somebody started me thinking about how much we've spent as a result of the wars that we've been involved in since 2003. And we were talking about, I think, Monday you weren't here, Jennifer, we were talking about how much money we've spent in these war efforts with our pullout from Syria, the amount of money that's being, that each soldier cost now has become public. So if you look back, go back to 2003, the original cost was $3 trillion. Do you know that between Afghanistan and Iraq and Syria, that you and I, the taxpayer, have paid out $7 trillion? $7 trillion! For what? All the American boys and girls that have been killed? For what? This is the kind of stuff we're talking about. Leadership here. The, whether it's good. I mean, I take my hat off to Trump in this circumstance, getting the troops he did promise to pull out of the Middle East, and he's been criticized for it. So now, what is it, 4 months to pull out of Syria? Military more time to get out of there after his conversation with Lindsey Graham, I guess, amongst others, slowing down the timeline. But the American people, I mean, if anybody thinks about this, whether you're a liberal or a conservative, you look at the amount of money that we have spent, and it's for what? Nothing. What have we gained out of being in Afghanistan? You can say, oh, we slowed the Taliban down. Bush, wah. Haven't done anything to slow the Taliban down.
I think
down.
So, but, and I agree with you, but I think that on the other side of that coin, what would the expense be if we pull out all of our troops and we, and then some major crisis stems from there and then we've
that's
got to go back
if,
in and then
Victoria.
But
that's the what if. Yeah, sure.
Right, but you have to hedge your bets. That's, yeah, you know, you have
but
to
for
look
$7 trillion? We have to hedge our bet for $7
trillion. Well, Syria isn't costing $7
trillion. No, but the aggregate of money since 2003 for the mess we made out of Iraq, for the mess we made in Afghanistan, all the men and women who have died, and we paid tribute to them as heroes. But heroes for what? What'd they do? You can say, well, they got ISIS, and they chased Al-Qaeda around. ISIS, let me tell you something. Daesh, which is what they don't like to be called, ISIS, still around. And Al-Qaeda, you don't hear much about them, but they're still lurking around. And so is it, have we held them at bay? I suppose you could make that argument. I don't know. It just go back to why we went into Iraq in the first place and why we are all over the Middle East for oil. You go back to Dick Cheney. When is that movie out, by the way, about Dick Cheney?
Isn't it's out, Vice.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, how's it doing? I haven't seen it.
I don't know how it's doing. I've heard it's not very good. And I've also heard it's really brutal to him.
Well, it ought to be, because he brutalized. He and Rumsfeld were two of the biggest curs that we've had in modern history in government. So they deserve
that. Yeah, they made movies about Hitler where they try to make Hitler look sympathetic at the beginning. I don't know.
Yeah, right. Like Joe Kennedy, who was a sympathizer. Joe Kennedy, the old man, was a sympathizer with the Nazis when he was the ambassador to England. Remember that? I mean, we don't study these things in history, so we keep repeating the same stuff over and over and over and over again. People like Hitler, Saddam was just like Hitler. And the people, this Assad in Syria, just like Hitler. And so is Mohammed.
Didn't we put Assad there? You know, I really think it's dangerous, though. I actually take issue with people saying that. I think Hitler was Hitler. And Hitler was really bad. And yes, these other world leaders are also bad in their own right. But I think the more we call people Nazis that we don't like, and the more that we say,
well, that's not,
oh,
I agree with you.
He's like,
overdoing
he's,
that.
Like, yeah. He's like Hitler. No, no. Just because you don't like somebody doesn't mean that they're as bad as Hitler. Hitler put people in ovens. Now, to some extent, you're right about Assad.
Saddam Hussein dropped people into baths of acid.
Sure,
to,
but so, let's make him bad like Saddam Hussein then. I feel like people do that over and over and over again, and it just softens or it takes away the power of what Hitler did.
Ugh. Yeah. All right, food for thought, Jennifer. Thank you for being our conscience here for a moment. 16 after the hour on the DJV show. Taking Viagra for ED, some great news from Marley Drug. You can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in generic 20-milligram pills for just $2 a tablet. That's a savings of $40 a dose. Marley Drug, North Carolina pharmacy, delivering generic sildenafil to your door. Avoid growing prescription copays and uncomfortable pharmacy visits. Purchase sildenafil now. Call 800-601-0310. That's 800-601-0310. Again, 800-601-0310.
My dad is a proud doer, always building, repairing, or maintaining something. He relies on Craftsman tools, and I do the same. Today, Craftsman mechanics tools, metal storage, and lighting are available from your favorite retailers. But that's only the beginning. A full line of retooled and refined products are on the way. Find your favorite store at Craftsman.com, and stay tuned for more big news from this trusted American brand. There are many words you could use to describe the new Kia Stinger GT. Stunning, stylish, sporty. The word breathtaking, however, isn't just an adjective. It's a warning. Because while the ability to go 0 to 60 in 4.7 seconds might take your breath away, going 60 to 0 with powerful Brembo brakes will help you catch it again. The 2018 Kia Stinger GT, fueled by youth. Stinger GT rear-wheel drive using launch control with factory-equipped 19-inch wheels. Results may vary. Do not attempt. Always drive safely. Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Deloitte has released its 2019 Technology, Media, and Telecommunications Predictions, featuring this year's biggest tech trends. We asked Deloitte's Duncan Stewart about 5G.
Deloitte's predicting that 5G, or fifth-generation wireless services, will be launched by 25 operators around the world, with over 20 handset vendors launching 5G-ready handsets in 2019.
And what about esports?
Esports is growing faster for the first time in North America than in Asia. It is the growth in North America of more leagues, more franchises that is accelerating the growth past Asia.
And 3D printing?
Home 3D printing is not a big market, and it may never be. Instead, enterprise 3D printing is starting to grow again. Why? 3D printers are bigger, they're faster, they're cheaper, are taking another look at 3D printing.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Yay! All right, some good news. Let's get to some good news. NASA has set a record, a flyby. This is amazing what we can do. It really is. So, as we begin the new year, record-setting space mission, 4 billion miles away. This is good stuff. The government pays for good stuff with this. There's a first look at an object on the edge of the solar system that we're in. Scientists from NASA and the Johns Hopkins University confirmed that the New Horizons spacecraft conducted a flyby of Ultimate Thule, which is a Kuiper Belt object that's billions of miles beyond Pluto. Flyby occurred over the past couple of days. Spacecraft is so far from the Earth that the phone home signal didn't reach us. It went by at 12:30 Eastern time, and we didn't get the message till 10:30 the next day. Phone home. But remember that from ET, phone home. Yeah. Mission scientists relieved about the success because there was only one chance to get it right, obviously. Went by ultimate 31,000 miles an hour. What an incredible feat. Congratulations to the minds and the management at NASA for getting yet another item right. Good for them. Congratulations. Good stuff. 21 after the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Let's make you feel like a natural woman, if that's what you're all about. Aretha! In the music world, in the DJV show, Jennifer, Victoria, Cara, 24 past the hour, celebrating the life. Is a royal tribute, actually, from Alicia Keys, Patti LaBelle, Kelly Clarkson, and some more folks. Recording Academy and music mogul Clive Davis putting on a special concert called Aretha, a Grammy celebration for the Queen of Soul. It'll be held next week, the 13th, at the Shrine Auditorium in L.A. I wish I could go to that. When am I going back to L.A.? Actually, I have something going on. It's a Sunday. I'm going back on that Friday, the 11th. Yeah, maybe.
Hey.
Suppose I can score a ticket for this?
You can. Tickets are available to the public.
Are they? What time is it going to be held? I'm not kidding.
Tickets go on sale on Friday.
Really? Can you score me one? I'll pay you back because you can watch it better than me.
I'll look into it.
Give me a good seat. I'd go to that. Yolanda Adams, Shirley Caesar, Celine Dion, John Legend. I'd go just see John Legend, actually. Janelle
so
Monáe. Yeah,
did
you see that the promotion of the concert? How he did the Christmas album you gave me? That's on its own by itself.
Did you see how crazy Chrissy Teigen is though on New Year's Eve? Aren't you hit the face with an umbrella? She got hit in the face with an umbrella. Was talking about doing something nasty to her private parts.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I didn't hear that.
Yep. All right, so the Alicia concert. All right, I'm circling that. All right, so that's that thing. Ray Sawyer, perhaps best known as the lead vocalist for Dr. Hook, has died. Remember the song cover of the Rolling Stone? This is it. Crank this up, Carrie. It's a fabulous song.
It's the thrill that'll get you when you get your picture on the cover of the Rolling Stone.
Rolling Stone. This is a fabulous song. No cause of death given. So he had an eye patch, and he always wore a cowboy hat, and an illness from which he did not recover. He's 81 years old, stopped performing a couple of years ago because of his bad health. He appeared on a string of hits in the 70s and 80s, Sylvia's Mother, a little bit more, Only 16, Walk Right In, Sharing the Night Together, another great song. When You're in Love with a Beautiful Woman, a great song. Better Love Next Time, Sexy Eyes, oh, what a great song. What are you playing in the background, Karen? Sharing the Night Together, So he's passed away. I think he may have had a bit of a drug problem, however. He knew how to make it happen. These were all great, great hits. All right, so Dr. Hook now entering a new reality. Ricky Martin, speaking of new realities, and his husband have a baby girl, rang in the new year with a great announcement. His husband's name is Juan Yosef, parents of a baby girl. He's 47. He announced the birth of Lucia Martin Yosef. Ricky and Juan, also parents to 10-year-old twin boys, Mateo and Valentino, whom Ricky welcomed by a surrogate back 10 years ago, obviously, if they're 10 years old. He captioned a picture of the new baby saying, "Both her brothers and Juan and I are completely in love with our baby. Grateful to be able to start the year with the best gift we could get, the gift of life." And I think there's lots of truth to that. This guy has always kind of, I don't know what the right word is, rocked me. I get a kick out of him, much as anything else. He's very Hispanic, but I can't remember what his real name is. Anybody remember what his real name is?
Mm-mm.
Ricardo something or other. Ricardo Montalban.
There you go.
Right.
It's
exactly.
Enrique Morales.
There we go.
Martin,
thank you.
Is his middle name.
Close.
So it's
right.
Close.
Right. Yeah, that's very good. Thank you, Kara. But don't we all like him? I think his stuff is fun.
Yeah.
Isn't he? He's just kind of a fun. He looks like Howdy Doody. But other than that.
Why do you think everyone looks like Howdy Doody? No one looks like Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody looks like Howdy Doody.
Except for Richie Cunningham.
All right, 28 after the hour. Happy New Year from the DJV show.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
The NHL is putting some tech back into the puck. 20 years ago, the NHL launched FoxTrax Puck, a short-lived augmented reality technology that highlighted the puck on TV screens with a red streak when shot at the net. Well, this time, the NHL is testing game puck technology with a thermochromic coating that will change the color of the league's logo from purple to white when the puck's temperature rises above freezing, letting officials know that they should replace it. Rubber pucks slide much better and faster on the ice when frozen. Once in play, it's hard for officials to tell if the puck is thawed out, so this tech will alleviate that issue. The thermochromic puck will be tested in select NHL games in 2019 and evaluated for potential league-wide rollout.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
Get a $50 credit to give your first job posting premium placement at Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, quality standards, and usage limits apply. Additional terms online.
What's in store for your business this week at Staples?
Cases and cases of confidence.
Staples can help give you the confidence that your business is ready for the year ahead with all the supplies you need.
Like paper. And right now, when you buy a 10-ream case of Staples multipurpose paper, you get one free.
So you can be confident you're ready for whatever business comes your way.
Buy one case of Staples multipurpose paper, get one free. Now at Staples, where there's a whole lot in store.
In store only, limit 10. Valid.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Democrats take control of the House on Thursday as a partial government shutdown enters day 13, a meeting about the shutdown and the border wall between President Trump and top congressional leaders failed to bring about a budget consensus. Current House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the shutdown could have been over a long time ago if only the Senate had accepted the House's bill.
They haven't put a counteroffer on the table.
House Speaker-designate Nancy Pelosi says Democrats have offered an alternative.
Tomorrow we will bring to the floor legislation which will open up government. It will be based on actions taken by the Republican Senate.
But the bill takes up the Homeland Security Department in a separate bill, which includes the border wall issue, and House Republicans called that bill a non-starter. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
On the DJV show. Hi, 34 after the hour. Doug is here with Jennifer and Victoria. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. Did you go on a ski trip this weekend? Your both legs are okay, right? I forgot to ask you that when we get started.
Yes. Hey, look, we were worried. We were all worried.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that you guys have so much confidence in me. Yes, both of my legs are fine.
Oh, you should be happy that we have so much concern for you. Love you.
I don't really see it that way, but thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I appreciate
we'll
that you
forget
love
about
me.
Thinking
thank
about you the next time you go somewhere, then.
Look, you can't be trusted in nature, Kara. You broke your leg. We just worry about you.
All right.
Let me think of all the things that you guys are most self-conscious about, and then I'll bring them up next time.
Okay. Oh, trust me. It's skiing. Okay. I would never do what you did. I'd be sitting in the lodge.
My hairline is what I'm most concerned about at the moment. Okay, let's get to Victoria's not concerned about her hairline, but she is concerned about something. So tell us, Victoria, pray tell, what are you concerned about?
Well, I don't know that I'm so concerned. I think I might actually be happy about this one. It turns out the FCC, which is under the government umbrella and now is going to be affected
Federal
by
Communications
the... Communications
Commission. I'm going to come another way for a minute.
Yep. So now they have announced that because of the government shutdown, they too will suspend operations in the middle of the day on Thursday. And so this is going to be, at the time, employees have to, they have to give up, they're going to basically give up pay for half of the day. And the FCC says they will continue working for the protection of life and property.
Oh, my God.
Like do any of that. Like, hello.
Yeah, right.
And so, in addition, the Office of Inspector General will continue operations until further notice, but if this government shutdown does not come to some sort of resolution quickly, then that may be the next office that has to kind of go on to a skeleton crew like the FCC. So, I guess if you're going to see anybody dropping F-bombs on TV, it might actually happen on
Thursday.
No one will be listening on Thursday.
Nonsense. Well, they don't listen anyway. They act on nothing unless they get a complaint. They could be monitoring everything. And it came to light a number of years ago in the Hispanic, in Los Angeles, Jennifer, I think there were 12 different languages spoken on various radio stations. There's even an Armenian station.
Sure.
Chinese, and there's Russian.
Well, you've got the Shahs of Sunset, right? You've got a lot of Armenians out there.
Yeah, oh yeah. Lots of different languages. So, what came to light? I remember when I was on KBC, I brought this up. That was, how many years ago was that? That was 93 to 96, so it was over 20 years ago. And I sort of stumbled on it, like I stumbled on a lot of things. I was having a conversation one night about the language that's used, and because somebody was in a car with me, and we happened to come across, a Spanish language station. This person, this woman, spoke Spanish. And all of a sudden, we were talking, and she said, Wait a minute, hold on. And she said, listen to that. And I listened to a lot of Spanish gibberish, because I don't know what, I mean, I can speak a little Spanish, but I'm certainly not going to be translating word for word what's going on. She said, no, that guy just swore. The guy in the air, he just said something that was really vile, really offensive, really horrible. And so I said, well, what did he say? And she translated it to English. It was pretty ripe. And then I thought to myself, and I went on the air, and I said, because there had been a complaint filed, I don't know, one of the many complaints against Howard Stern had just been filed, and so people were talking about it. And so I said, wait a minute. Okay, so Howard Stern's in English, and he's offending people. What about all of the foreign language stations that are in these various cities now, all over the place? And this was 20 years ago, many more of them now. How do we know what they're saying, and how do we know that they're not offensive? And I explained what happened to me in the car and what I heard, and then I got tons of calls from people. Yeah, Hispanics, because there were a lot of the other station that we were paired with had a guy, Hermelio, I remember, he's on Facebook, a friend of mine. I'm trying to remember what his name was, Jennifer? Hermelio, you'd remember him if you heard. Anyway, wonderful, great guy. But he chimed in. He says, yeah, I'm on. He didn't say it like that. But there's all kinds of stuff going on in the Spanish language. Nobody catches it because nobody cares.
There was one big one that got pulled off the air in Los Angeles, so about 20 years ago. Is that the one that you're talking about?
Hermosilio. Bob's listening. He'll send me a. Because he worked. Bob was running both stations at the time. Good. Herman. It's ZX something or other. I don't know. Anyway, the point is, to back up what Victoria was just talking about, the FCC is useless. They were put into business, in quotation marks, 1929, when the world of radio was born, and one station was on 10:30, another one at 10:40, another one at 10:50, and the FCC was put there to keep the frequencies from bumping into each other, so that if you were at 10:30. You couldn't put power out enough to destroy people who were at 10:40 or people at 10:20. That was their job. And since then, like every other damn government agency that we know of, they've usurped more power and control, and they have all kinds of rules and regulations. Where did the EPA come from? I mean, think about that. And some of the other spaghetti agencies that are all over the place, where's the authority for them doing what they do? They just pass regulations and, okay, yep, I guess we have to do that. And who knows why some of the stuff now is getting challenged in court, but wow. Anyway, welcome to 2019. first baby born, Adeline Brennan. Adeline, what a great name.
My grandma's name. That's
Adeline?
That's the name of my kid, yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Adeline, that's a cool name.
She had a great name. She was Adeline Amelia.
Love
and she hated it because when she was a kid, all the drunks would sing to her Sweet Adeline, and she used to name because of it.
Is that an old name coming back again, though, Jennifer, right? Adeline?
Yep.
Sweet Adeline. And so the other name.
Someone's stealing it. Come on, guys.
In the first 7 minutes, Megan was born, Megan Molnar, Marina Falcone, Teju Adegoke, I guess how you pronounce her name, Brianna Perry. These names of the girls, the first girls born here. I thought that was kind of nice, though. Adeline's. That's
Adeline, that's a very cool name.
Isn't
I like that.
Name, isn't it? Oh, yeah.
I've been hearing a lot of Adelaides. There are,
have you?
Yeah, Adelaide seems to be. There's a lot of actresses named. There's like several famous ones now named Adelaide.
Are there?
I had not heard Adeline.
Other people in the news. Paul Whelan, American citizen detained in Russia on suspicion of spying. His twin brother, Mr. Whelan's twin brother, before the news media, says the retired Marine was in Russia for a friend's wedding. Family says they're worried for his safety. He has a background in law enforcement. He was a Marine. He does corporate security, travels regularly, so he's not the sort of person who would stumble into a strange environment or make poor choices that could cause him to be at risk, David Whelan said, Paul's brother. According to the Russians, this guy was arrested while he was carrying out an act of espionage in Moscow.
Whatever that means.
Yeah, right, yeah. The agency said it opened a criminal case under Article 276, we all know about that, of the Criminal Code of the Russian Federation, which is basically espionage, but they haven't said specifically what he's accused of.
Mm-hmm.
Spokesperson for the State Department said the Russians formally notified the U.S. of his arrest but didn't elaborate. The news agency says Whelan could face 10 to 20 years behind bars if he's found guilty. There's a trade in the works here. That's why
I read that's about that woman, right? That Butina woman that they think they're going to trade this guy.
Yep. It's
they
all what it is.
Grabbed anybody who sort of fits the bill.
Yep. Grab him and
drink. Well, it must be terrifying for his family. I can't even imagine.
Horrible.
And I think the lesson learned here, people, if you get invited to a wedding in Russia, just say you can't make it and send a gift.
Send a gift. Right. Amazon it.
Yeah.
All right. One other name, Kunal Nayar. Do you know who Kunal Nayar is, Jennifer? From
no,
the Big Bang Theory?
Could you read the kid? Oh, yeah, actually. I did hear this story.
Right. Donated $5,000 to the family of a California news anchor. Found dead. What's going on with that?
I've been waiting for Jen to get back because I know you've got probably some intel here.
I wish I had some intel. I don't. I know that I know who he is, and I really enjoyed him. I thought he was a good anchor. He was funny. Did the weekend news on Channel 5, which is the local affiliate here, CW affiliate. And he was great. He was fun. He really loved to eat, so he'd find these hole-in-the-wall places, and he would do Burroughs Bites. And I think everybody thought he just had it all together. He was only 43, had a young daughter and a wife, and he was found dead in a Days Inn in Glendale. And there was some friend
that
in the room
with
him.
Right off the two. You know that.
Yeah, you can see it right there.
Right off the two.
And who knows what the story is. And they do know that his autopsy was inconclusive, which typically means they have to wait for toxicology to see what exactly it was that killed him. Yeah. Oh, so sad.
First bad news of the new year out there. All right, 45 after the hour. In a moment, the situation with the monarch butterfly population. As long as we're in California, might as well stay there right after this.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. If you're going to eat it, you should enter it in a food diary.
It can be as simple as just writing down when you eat and what you eat, but really a more complete food diary would also include the serving size, the amount of calories.
And Dr. Karen Grothy says you'll probably be surprised by your calorie tally.
We tend to underestimate what we eat by about 50%. if we're not actually measuring and writing it down.
A food diary can find that extra 50% and reveal patterns that create extra pounds.
Maybe I'm not getting a lot of calories earlier in the day and they're really loaded to the end of the day. Maybe I'm getting a lot of calories in the evening or after dinner time.
You can start with a simple food log with just pen and paper or go higher tech with a new app. Either way, Dr. Grothy says to try to make your diary entries as close to your meals as possible.
Minimum of 3 days a week if you're trying to lose weight.
And every so often after you've reached your goal. For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
United States Navy veteran Jack Holder talks about the attack on Pearl Harbor and what was going through his mind as he laid in a ditch avoiding Japanese aircraft.
I'm not sure how long we were in the ditch, but I've been asked, you know, what my thoughts were at that time, and I guess my most vivid memory is, God, please don't let me die in this ditch.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
Ever wonder why Europeans seem to speak so many languages? Maybe it's because they use Babbel, the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Babbel's award-winning technology gets you speaking right away, whether you're learning Spanish, French, or German. And best of all, you'll remember what you've learned.
I always thought I was bad at languages, but after using Babbel, I can tell you I was just taught the wrong way.
Using Babbel's 10 to 15 minute lessons, you can be speaking confidently in your new language within weeks.
I was amazed that I could start having real life conversations right away. It was so fast. Now I'm speaking Spanish. Woohoo!
No wonder Babbel is the number one selling language learning app in Europe. Try it for yourself and see why Babbel is the quick way to get conversational in a new language, like Spanish, French, or more. You can try Babbel for free. Go to Babbel.com or download the app and try it for free. That's Babbel, B-A-B-B-E-L.com, or download the app to try it for free. That's Babbel.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so Jennifer, the monarch butterfly.
Used to love
it. One of the most important pollinators.
Mm-hmm.
Population declining like the bees, thanks to those bastards at Monsanto. The nonprofit Xerxes Society says the number of monarch butterflies traveling to California over the winter... It's disturbingly low. They've decided to stop in Nevada and stay there, apparently.
They're going to Vegas.
They've developed
a gambling problem, right.
So the monarch Thanksgiving count, they do every year, the population fell from 148,000, how do they know that, to about 25,000.
How do they count them? That's really
I don't
crazy.
Know. Takes place over a couple of weeks. Not all the data, apparently, is finalized. Overall, though, population of butterflies reduced to less than 5% of the historical size. Researchers say used to be in the millions, then in the hundreds of thousands, and now down to the tens of thousands. And they say, oh, well, we can't conclude. Baloney, you can't conclude. It's all pesticides, Monsanto, and that bunch. That's all it is. So how do you fix that?
Also the cell phones, too, with the bees?
Well, I don't know whether it's cell phones, but I know the biggest culprit is Monsanto. Maybe
for sure, right?
Cell phones are a problem, but not the biggest problem.
You mean radiation from cell phones?
Yeah,
that's what a lot of reports, at least in California, say, is that the cell phones, the frequency transmitting from them is responsible for that.
10 before the hour on the DJV program.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Here's the man who tops the list with people of being dog-friendly, pet-friendly. In fact, his name is Warren Eckstein. He has a radio program heard around the country every weekend called The Pet Show. Find out more about it at petshow.com. He also has a fabulous, fabulous line of minerals, vitamins for dogs and cats called Hugs and Kisses that you can find out about at hugsandkisses.com. And for fans of The Pet Show, you can go to facebook.com/The Pet Show. You can be Twitter. It's at Warren Eckstein. So you can go. Also, same thing with Hugs and Kisses. And he has a Hugs and Kisses fund, gives away money from the profits of selling Hugs and Kisses to all kinds of animal operations. So he's my pal, everybody's friend, Warren Eckstein. Happy New Year.
Happy
in the New Year, the question is, would you date your dog?
I came across this article, Doug, and I just had to share it. It says, if your dog isn't doing anything Saturday night, you might consider taking her to a movie if you live in Plano, Texas. Canine Cinemas is a
movie
theater.
We're in Plano, Texas, a suburb of Dallas.
Of Dallas, exactly. Where you can take your dog, and the movie theater is set up with really comfortable chairs for people and a really smooth, comfortable floor for dogs. You can bring your own bed if you want. It's a temporary basis, and the movies they're showing right now are Home Alone and Elf. Only movies that my dog would enjoy. And it's only open on weekends now. But I think it's a great idea. I think what a phenomenal idea. One time in Los Angeles, I was working with a hotel who has a rooftop movie thing where they show movies at night at the roof. I was trying to make that into a thing where we could see Lassie Come Home, Rin Tin Tin, all the old dog movies, and people could bring their dogs. So who knows? This may be something that's real positive in the future, bringing your dog to a movie theater. I think it's a great idea.
It is. We all know that dogs have a better range of hearing than we do. Noises don't bother us, but they can give dogs a rough time, pardon the pun. Fireworks tough on puppies, hard on owners who want to keep their pets from panicking. So Ford Motor Company, this is not an ad for them, but I thought this was interesting. You may have heard this, Warren, developing a noise-canceling kennel prototype. So it's not a car. They've gone into another business producing noise-canceling kennels for dogs. And they've installed it in their Edge SUVs. They've used technology from their engine softening devices to keep the animals in check. There are microphones inside the kennel that hear the sounds. There's a built-in audio system that sends opposing frequencies that Ford, anyway, says reduces or cancels the noise for the dog. What do you think about that?
Anything that helps is a great idea. However, I wish I had it in front of me. I read an article the other day. There's a new medication that just came out that you can give your dog, which will help calm them during loud noises, specifically medication made for dogs that are fearful of noises. The only part with that is that you have to give it 2 days ahead of time. So if your guy buys, next door neighbor buys a Harley Davidson on Wednesday and you don't know about it, you're out of luck. But there's a lot of new stuff. However, I go back to the basics. You know, I've been doing this for a few days. And the bottom line is that noise, the best way to deal with noise phobias, and I write about this in my books and I talk about it in lecture, the best way to deal with noise phobias is to teach the dog not to be afraid of the noises. For example, I know dogs are afraid of firecrackers, or dogs might be afraid of thunderstorms, or babies crying. So what I would do is actually make recordings of those, play them at a barely audible volume, and little by little, over a period of weeks or months, desensitize the dog to the sound, so now the dog associates that with something positive versus something negative. That's the way it should be done, but I do understand their instant gratification now. Put the dog in the kennel if it's noisy, or give him the pill if it's noisy. If it works, I'm okay with it, but the bottom line is I just think people may overuse it, and I think that could create a problem as well.
All right, here's the story from Jenny O. Turkey Store Sales, recalling thousands, tens of hundreds of thousands of pounds of raw ground turkey used in pet food. Raw turkey pet food, raw turkey products. Why in the world? I don't believe in giving dogs raw anything. I don't believe in eating myself anything raw. So what? How much of a problem is stuff like this?
It's a big problem, not only from the salmonella point of view and other problems, but a lot of dogs will, you know, there's bones crushed up in those. I'm not a fan of raw food. Some people swear by it. I kind of swear at it. I'm not a big fan of it.
It makes the dog more aggressive.
It does.
I gave it once to Charlotte, and I didn't like the impact at all.
Hey, one more tip. Listen to this. Tesla. Yes. You familiar with the Tesla car?
Yeah.
Tesla now says that they have an instrument that you can put in your car. So if you walk by a car and there's a dog in the car, you don't have to worry because there's something on a dashboard that says the air condition's on and the dog is safe. So Tesla's going to come out with this new thing. I'm not a fan of it. Elon, leave your dog at home. Don't leave your dog in a car. I don't care if it's hot, cold, whatever. Leave your dog at home. But Tesla's going to come out with this interesting idea, but I don't know if I'm a fan of it.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show. Check it out, petshow.com. Happy New Year, 59 past the hour.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.